is May 26th. It's 2018. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. And I'm broadcasting from the, well, it's kind of gloomy, but it's hot, sultry, in the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me at republicbroadcasting.org. I also encourage you to visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net. Be sure and click on the title, Your Health Matters. And there are so many resources under that title, so please do visit. I also invite you to visit and subscribe to Wooly'sBlog.blogspot.com and, of course, ScreeningSandyHook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Visit the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. Our guest, the first part of the program today, and I don't know whether we've been able to get a hold of him. I just verified 2 days ago that he would be on the program with his publicist, who actually contacted me. And it is to be Dr. Jerome R. Corsi. He is the author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. He was also the co-author of Unfit for Command, which I read. I believe that book came out in 2004, and it had to do with John Kerry, who was running for president at the same time that George W. Bush was running. And I read that book. He is also the author of The Obama Nation. He co-wrote the book Rebuilding America, excuse me, with Kenneth Blackwell. He has written for WorldNet Daily and supported Chuck Baldwin when he ran in the Constitution Party for president. And believe it or not, I actually was a member of the Constitution Party at one time, and I believe I did write an article about it, which we may talk about because we may not have him on as a guest. We do have two telephone numbers for him, and hopefully he will respond to one of the calls from our producer. He's here. Great. Okay. Dr. Corsi attended Case Western Reserve University and Harvard. Dr. Corsi, welcome to the program. I was just telling the listeners that I read your book. Thank you so much. I read your book when it came out, Unfit for Command. And that was back in 2004. And so I am familiar with your book. You've written for WorldNet Daily. But tell us about your current book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump.
Well, I wrote this book to really make the case that there was a pretty shocking, but in the Department of Justice, there was a real coup d'etat, you know, a treasonous plan to keep Donald Trump from being president.
And no kidding.
As I've read it, the book's turning out to be very accurate, and I described in the book how Donald Trump's first goal had to be to resist the effort by Mueller to impeach him, and I think that's pretty well done. I don't think Mueller is going to be able to impeach Donald Trump.
I believe you're right, of course, and the mainstream media is very negative about everything that Trump does, which is indicative of their slant, their liberal slant. But I also, during the debates with Hillary Clinton, we know that she was given the questions. Well, we don't know, but some people have surmised, excuse me, that she was given the questions prior to the debates. And that
I think that's true. We know that happened. I mean, that's now been, Candy Crowley admitted she did that before the debates. She gave Hillary Clinton, and also I think she was given various other, the Democratic National Committee had questions, and they were able to give them to her as well. Hillary was prepared for the debates by the cooperation of the mainstream media questioners.
Right. And the other thing too is that and something that people in both parties have readily admitted that it was Clinton that was behind the claim that the Russians were instrumental in the election.
I don't see him, Monica. I'm sorry.
There have been people in both parties who have admitted that Hillary Clinton was behind the claim that Russia was involved in the elections.
The narrative of Russia getting involved. I mean, Hillary was, first of all, deeply involved with Russia, and was Podesta. I wrote a chapter showing how they used the reset to sell military technology to Russia. I mean, I think Podesta was paid $35 million by Russia, and he was being paid through a offshore account in the Netherlands, this company Joule or Jolie, J-O-U-L-E, that we learned about in the WikiLeaks papers. And Hillary, the foundation, got something like $147 million on
right.
the Uranium One deal.
Right. It's just amazing. All of these things, and yet the people are unaware of these facts. And they are facts because they're too in tune with the mainstream media, which is kind of a laugh.
The mainstream media is solidly against Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's been so biased that it's part of the coup d'etat conspiracy, actually, because the mainstream media has done nothing but, you know, leak and publish leaks and try to embarrass, no matter what Donald Trump says. Mainstream media turns it against him.
Right.
And so, you know, people are not getting a straight view from the mainstream media at all.
Right. Now, what are some of the things that you feel he has done that are very productive and very good for the country? What are some of those beneficial things?
Well, I think it's a long list. Donald Trump has done a tremendous thing. He got a tax bill through, which has reduced taxes. I think it's a good first step. I think we could reduce taxes more. And I think he probably will do that in a second round, which he wants to make the individual tax cuts permanent. Donald Trump has done enormous amounts with both North Korea and with Iran, reversing the policies where the Democrats seem to be working with the CIA to fund and to allow North Korea and Iran to build nuclear weapons. And Donald Trump is putting an end to that. I mean, just those two accomplishments right there are huge. And Donald Trump has been fighting the bureaucracy. He's appointed judges. I mean, the list goes on. He just signed on Friday some major executive orders, which will make it easier to fire civil service bureaucrats. I mean, these are steps that are Donald Trump, given enough time, will make a fundamental difference in the leftist direction of the country.
Right. How do you feel about this? Well, it's not too recent now, about this so-called intrigue, this sexual intrigue that he had with this, I guess she was a prostitute. I can't even recall her name. Is that significant to me? But and now she is suing and then his lawyer's home was raided. This is amazing.
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone really cares about Donald Trump's. First of all, Donald Trump denies he had a sexual relationship with this Stormy Daniels, and she doesn't seem to have produced any proof of it. She's suing for money.
Uh-huh.
Mueller, I think, has been completely out of control. I mean, he raided everything from Michael Cohen, his home, his office, his storage facilities, took everything, computers, papers. He's going
right.
through Michael Cohen's whole life. He's doing the same thing to Roger Stone right now. Interviewing everybody what Roger Stone had, you know, his close associates for the last 10 years, going through Roger Stone's financing. I mean, you know, this is Roger Stone did not, despite all the attempts that Mueller's made to prove otherwise, that Roger Stone was the link to Julian Assange, I don't see any basis for that. The whole idea that, you know, Russia did not hack the DNC computers. And the whole basis of that argument is just unfounded.
Right. So these are just witch hunts.
Yeah, but see, when they go through people's entire lives, and for instance, Mueller indicted Paul Manafort for offenses that evidently were committed or alleged to have been committed 2005 or 2006, which is 10 years before the Trump campaign was even formed.
Right.
And I don't see how that's relevant to the idea of Russian collusion.
Right.
And, you know, this is an unfettered prosecution, which to me is way beyond any authority that that Mueller should have been given to look at the election collusion. He seems to be willing to prosecute people for any crime he can find.
Right. And he was specifically just going to do that one thing with the Russia situation. That was what asked to do.
Mueller found nothing on them. The only thing he's found on Russia is this prosecution of these companies in Russia, at least 13 individuals who were named, who supposedly posed on, you know, things on social media. But it turns out one of the companies didn't even exist at the time Mueller said it was active posting. Didn't exist. And it turns out that most of the evidence they have is in Russian. Even Rod Rosenstein, who I think is a deep state operative, when the indictment was announced, said that they don't have proof of change a single vote.
Wow. Getting back to the tax cuts, just exactly who did those tax cuts benefit? Did they benefit the average citizen or corporate people, corporations?
It was a combination. I mean, average citizens got a tax break that was pretty significant. But even if you cut taxes for corporations, it stimulates the economy, generates jobs. I mean, unemployment has been at record lows under Donald Trump, including African-American and Hispanic unemployment. And Donald Trump should get credit for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's also indicated that there's really a big trade situation with China. In other words, we are getting more things from China than we are exporting to China. So it's pretty bad. I know just in when I'm shopping for clothes, which I don't do very often, I usually do it through a catalog, that things that used to be made in the United States, even within the last, say, 4 or 5 years, are now all made in China. And it makes me really kind of upset. Like Coldwater Creek used to have all of their clothes made locally, and now they've closed a lot of their retail stores. They have a catalog, and their stuff is made in China. And the quality is not as good.
Well, China has done so many things. They keep their currency artificially low to stimulate their exports. If American companies want to do business in China, China sometimes demands they hand over all their intellectual property. China is not engaging in fair trade. They're engaging in very one-sided trade. Donald Trump, I think, is going to be putting an end to that, at least to make some major changes in forcing the Chinese to come to the table. And he's also pulled out of the international multinational trade groups, which we're going to throw the United States increasingly into this new world order. You know, the Trans-Pacific mm-hmm. Partnership is one good case in point.
Well, with regard to China, it's a little bit late. It's like trying to capture the horse after it's already gone out of the barn, because most of the companies that are over there, the American companies that are over there, have been there for a very long time. Motorola's over there. If you visit Beijing, all you see are American companies. And of course, you also see a lot of smog, because the American companies don't really have to go by any environmental policies, which we have here in this country. And so how's it going to restore these American companies that have already situated themselves over in China? How's it going to get them back?
Well, to the extent the tax cuts change things and allow the American companies to bring money back here favorably, many companies, and to also reduce the costs, tax cuts, reduce the cost of operating in the United States, many companies have relocated to the United States. And I think that's going to be an increasing trend. Donald Trump stopped a lot of the flow to China, and he's trying to make it such that, China has a more fair currency policy. It'll also change things dramatically in terms of the cost benefits of working in China, where things are relatively cheap because of the artificially low currency.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all changes that work together. I mean, you can't reverse, we've had, since President George H.W. Bush, we've been engaging in trade agreements which have been detrimental to the United States.
Oh, horrid.
And Donald Trump can't reverse all of that in 1 or 2 years. It's going to take longer.
Sure.
But he's made some significant strides already, and he's begun working on it, I think, very diligently.
Well, even George H.W. Bush and Clinton were also dealing with these trade agreements with NAFTA. George H.W. Bush began it, then it was passed with Clinton, and we were told that this would be detrimental to a lot of people, workers, I hate to call them workers, residents of the United States. And it hurt the production people who were in the manufacturing industry. It hurt them most of all, and they knew it. And so when George W. Bush came in, and we also have to consider his implementation of the North American Union, which you have also written about. And in fact, I was listening to a broadcast yesterday and the day before, where something that was grown in Mexico is now considered, this individual lives in Canada, and he bought something that was Canadian, but it was grown in Mexico. So does that mean that there are no borders anymore, or that Canada is somehow a state of Mexico? Because there doesn't seem to be any borders anymore. And so what do you think that Trump will do about the border situation? It isn't just about illegals coming across. It's about all the product coming across.
Well, I've been arguing about this since George W. Bush did the Security and Prosperity Partnership with North America. I wrote a book called, it called Lake Great USA, that we're going into this North American Union. Now, George W. Bush stopped that after I wrote about it so extensively, and that initiative was stopped, but Donald Trump is even renegotiating NAFTA. It's not clear to me that NAFTA won't be completely canceled. Donald Trump, I think, is insisting upon NAFTA, if it's going to remain in place, being, again, more fair. And these are major steps, major reversals of 20 or 25 years of policy, which have been in the other direction.
Right.
America has been sold out by American presidents going back to George H.W. Bush.
Exactly.
And going back to Bill Clinton as well.
Dr. Corsi, we do have a short 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side. Thank you. Be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than 2 of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest just for the first part of the program today is Dr. Jerome R. Corsi. He is the author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Now, you mentioned earlier, did I cut you off? I said we would return to what we were talking about, so why don't we go back to what we were talking about, and then I
will go ahead. Ask your question. That's fine. I'm open to following your lead. Go ahead.
Okay. You mentioned Trump's views on Iran, and I'm wondering, how do we know that they are building nuclear weapons in Iran?
Well, I think we've had plenty of indication of Iran's cheating. It seems like even some of this uranium, which was in the Uranium One deal with Hillary, has gotten into Syria, and Iran is working on it in Syria, trying to circumvent the agreement. Iran has cheated for a long time, and I think what President Trump is saying is that this agreement was entirely one-sided. President Trump sent airplanes full of cash. We don't really even know how many airplanes full or where they were headed in this deal, which was we were bribing Iran, and Iran at the end of this agreement was going to be able to do whatever they wanted with nuclear weapons. I mean, this has really been an agreement that was totally one-sided, negotiated by John Kerry, and I think it was to the United States' detriment. Donald Trump has pulled out of the agreement, which I think is very important.
That's interesting. Do you think that Netanyahu's recent presentation about Iran had anything to do with Trump's decision?
I think they were sharing intelligence, and our intelligence and Israel's, it leads us to believe that Iran is again cheating. I mean, I'm hopeful that we will see a Iranian green movement in the streets protesting this regime. It happened in 2009, but President Obama wouldn't support the green movement. President Obama was off speaking to the Muslim Brotherhood in Cairo, saying how he had experienced Islam in three continents. And President Obama really was very tilted towards the Muslim Brotherhood. I think Donald Trump has reversed this and has really eliminated ISIS or severely crippled them within a matter of a few months. And by the way, also people should follow me on Twitter.
Encouraging
people to, I'm doing an awful lot on Twitter these days. If people look at Jerome.Corsi on Twitter, I'm posting there every day now and really actively. I would really encourage people to follow me and to keep, that's where you can get the most current updates of what I'm writing at Jerome.Corsi and on Twitter. And please go there and follow me. I would really appreciate that.
Okay. I think Twitter is, I always forget to use social media to the maximum. It just, I don't know, maybe I've got too many other things that I'm doing or something.
You know, I'm also doing a lot of live streams on my YouTube channel, which is my initials, JRL, Jerome Robert Lewis, and then, of course, the JRL Corsi on YouTube. You should follow me there.
Okay.
It notices I did three live chats last week. So between Twitter at Jerome.Corsi and YouTube, JRLCORSI, you can follow me very closely on things I'm doing currently almost every day.
Okay. So you're not doing a lot with WorldNet Daily anymore, correct?
No, I have been working with InfoWars for a couple of years now. I had been with WorldNet Daily for 12 years.
Ah,
I'm not
that's
writing
a long
there
time.
Currently. Yeah.
Okay. InfoWars as in Alex Jones?
InfoWars.com, Alex Jones. Yeah, I've been working with Alex Jones now for 2 years.
Okay. Well, you're certainly busy, very busy.
The book, Killing Deep State, was on the New York Times bestseller list for 4 weeks. And it's still selling very strongly. I mean, take a look at the reviews on Amazon.com for Killing Deep State. Something like 90% of them are 5-star. I think 80% of them are 5-star reviews. The only ones that are really negative, I've had a bunch of trolls go in and put 1-star reviews on there to try to reduce it. But it's still 80% positive reviews, over 1,200 reviews.
Interesting. Now, you indicated that you could only stay for a half hour. Would you like to stay longer or no?
I can stay for a little bit longer, yes.
Okay, great. We do have a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest, first part of today's program, is Dr. Jerome R. Corsi. He is the author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. And it was on the New York Times bestseller list for, you said, 4 weeks?
Yes, for a month, 4 weeks. And it's still doing very well. I think it's even ranked about 175 right now on Amazon. So it came out in March 13th, and so, you know, it's really had, April, May, a very strong 3-month run, and I'm very pleased with it. So the book has, I think, been a major impetus for Donald Trump launching what I think is going to be a counterattack. I think Mueller is just about done. He'll probably produce a few more indictments, but I think he's not produced anything significant in terms of Russian collusion, so he's failed, and I don't think there's anything here that risks in any way impeaching Donald Trump. So I'm predicting that Mueller will soon be finished, and that increasing pressure is going to be to wrap up his investigation. And I think when we get the Inspector General's report, maybe next week, and we now know that there were spies placed by the Obama administration in Trump's campaign, in his transition, and even in his White House. This, I think, is going to be the Spygate, will be the next chapter. It'll be about the, and I think Rosenstein, and I'm also predicting that Rosenstein and Sessions will both be fired. So I think
Rosenstein be fired? Because he was really, wasn't appointed by Trump. Can he actually be fired?
Sure. Trump can fire anybody he wants. I mean, Trump runs the bureaucracy. This idea that the Department of Justice should be independent from the president is ridiculous. That's a Democratic idea. They want to run a politicized Department of Justice. I think the American people are sick of this. Mm-hmm. We've seen unequal justice where Hillary Clinton gets excused for everything.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Oh, my gosh. It's just horrid. Absolutely horrid that this woman can have a private server, that she can destroy all of those emails. It's just a slap in the face to anything even remotely associated with justice.
And the American people are tired of it. Now, Sessions has been a big disappointment. I think the first chance that Donald Trump gets to fire Sessions, he's going to do it. And the same with Rosenstein. Rosenstein refusing to hand over these documents to Congress is absolutely unacceptable. Congress has oversight responsibility. And I think Rosenstein's refusal to hand these over is grounds for his dismissal. And Donald Trump, I think, is moving towards this very quickly. So is Congress. You know, you're going to see after Memorial Day a major push to get a new special counselor. There's already legislation introduced in the House of Representatives to do so. And the attempt to impeach Donald Trump has failed. So I predicted in my book that the second phase of what we're going to see is going to be a Donald Trump counterattack. And I outlined, if you read it, Killing Deep State, exactly how I think Donald Trump's going to proceed, which is going to be major indictments of these criminals within the Department of Justice, within the FBI, the CIA, the intelligence agencies that were conducting a coup d'etat against Donald Trump, trying to find the basis, even if it was made up, this Russian collusion, which is not a crime, by the way, not a crime to talk to Russians.
When you consider
it should be a crime to...
I'm sorry, I must jump in. When you consider the number of elections that the United States has involved itself in foreign countries, it's absolutely ironic, totally ironic, right. Ironic that they would be saying that the Russians had an influence. My gosh, how many elections, how many phony administrations has the United States set up in other countries?
Well, and see, this is, I think, the key point, is that when you see the one-sided nature, the mainstream media and these the Democrats, which I think have moved to become almost a communist party, and, you know, with Tom Perez, who is heading it, who's a La Raza lawyer. La Raza is this radical group that thinks, you know, we stole the Southwest from Hispanics. And this mythical state, Aslan, you know, which never really existed. And the other head of the Democratic Party is Keith Ellison, who was a Black Panther and a member of the Nation of Islam. I mean, the Democratic Party, you know, if Hillary had been elected, all these deplorables, these would be thought crimes. You know, racism, not agreeing with the LGBT agenda on religious grounds. All these things we could be prosecuted for if Hillary had been president. The Democratic Party is really intolerant. They don't want a First Amendment. Take a look at the schools. They don't want any First Amendment debate. You know, we're supposed to be as conservatives, outlawed and censored. And I think the social media has been exposed on this, and there's major moves in Congress to make sure that conservatives are not going to be censored off social media. I mean, it's very important to me. Again, I'm going to encourage people, follow me on Twitter, Jerome.Corsi, and my live chats on YouTube, JRLCORSI. They're all free. I mean, you can donate. You don't have to donate, but you can donate to my live chats. And people can donate to me on PayPal, you know, JRLC at Yahoo, which is, you know, just that, but all my social media is free unless you want to make a donation. And I encourage people to, because we've got to support alternative media financially if we're going to have a strong social media going into the midterm elections.
It's very interesting that under the Obama presidency people claimed that he was using the school shootings to implement gun control. And yet there have been more school shootings since Trump came into office than than during the Obama administration, and yet he is very much into supporting the NRA and actually went to their latest convention.
Well, Oliver North is now head of the NRA, president of the NRA. I think he's going to be...
Oliver North?
NRA has, yes.
Oh, good.
And he's going to have, I think, a strong, the NRA membership has increased tremendously. I've said the way to stop school shootings is to harden the targets, have guards at these schools, harden the perimeters, make it difficult to get into these schools without screening. And if you arm the teachers and the staff who are willing and capable of being trained, that's the only way you're going to stop these school shootings. Gun-free zones won't do it. They just invite criminals to come in.
Look
at this Oklahoma City restaurant incident where somebody came in this Oklahoma City restaurant and started shooting. Two of the patrons went out to their cars or trucks and got weapons and put an end to the shooting right away.
Right.
No one was killed.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, you know, it's the only way you're going to stop it. And, you know, the left and the gun control is, again, an indication they're going to a communist-type state in which we, you know, the 50s, the Communist Party swore they were going to take over the Democratic Party. That's how they were going to make the United States a democratic, end our constitutional republic. And they were going to move the United States through the Democratic Party to communism. And I think it's well along the way. Had we had 8 years of Hillary, it may have been irreversible. Donald Trump, I think, is reversing it. And I think arming the schools, the teachers and the staff in the schools who are capable of training and carrying weapons in the school responsibly and having guards at the school where you can't get in without being screened, just like at airports. You don't have to have a full TSA, but we have to create some barrier that people can't just walk into these schools with weapons.
And also, I think barriers are good and security measures are good, but one must question. When I was in China, they did not have the security that we have at our airports here. And you could take bottles of water on the plane. I was totally amazed. I was there in 2007, and I was shocked. It seems like, yes, these school shootings and shootings in public places are happening more and more. But I think we must ask exactly why are they happening? I think there's some other issues involved here. What do you feel about that?
First of all, you've got a large number of these doctors that, you know, we're doing far too much drugging in the schools and drugging of the population. This all comes, I think, you know, the CIA with its MK Ultra program just went mainstream and started, you know, with the opiates and with drugs being administered in the school. We've got to put an end to this. And Donald Trump is working on that. But, you know, China is behind us in terms of, you know, the population's not armed in China. You don't have a Second Amendment in China. You're going to have
true.
A robust Second Amendment. You're also going to have to make sure that we have security, and just like they do in Israel. And, you know, if we have a future where we're going to have the number of people we do in this country and the, you know, uncontrolled immigration, where we have MS-13 running in our cities, dealing drugs and being a vicious street gang.
Yes,
and they, you know, the Democrats did nothing to open. They wanted open borders. You know, I think we get out the Department of Homeland Security report, we're going to find out that Democrats let millions of illegal immigrants vote, and they threw away legally casted votes that were cast for President Trump. The solution to school shooting is not to disarm the population. The Second Amendment is critical if we're going to maintain our freedom.
I believe
what we have to do is make sure these schools, because the schools are open targets.
They're not guarded.
And you can't have an open target like this. I mean, the malls, the theaters, you know, all of the public places in Israel are well guarded and screened. And if anything does start, there's someone armed there to put an end to it right away. That's the only way you're going to stop it. There's security
even on their airplanes, getting onto one of their airplanes, I think that's the name of their main company, airline company. The security is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
But speaking of Israel, it's effective.
Sure.
It's effective in Israel. And Israel has built a wall, which has dramatically reduced the problem of, you know, Hamas, which is another radical terrorist organization, committed to the destruction of Israel. Israel's done remarkable things by taking the effective security measures, and we have to in this country, you know, if we are going to have TSA at the airports, which I think is necessary, we're also going to have to take similar measures at our schools to make sure they're more secure.
Do you think that that is why some of the military people in Israel have come over here to instruct the police departments in many of our major cities?
Well, I think it's important to share this information. And yes, there has been increasing awareness among police. You look at under the Obama, how the police have been vulnerable. We've had a dramatic increase in these ambush shootings. You know, we've had President Trump just recently showed up and I thought gave a very effective speech at the memorial service for law enforcement officers who are shot down in the line of duty. And we've had a spike under Obama. Of course, Obama turned the population against the police by arguing that our police forces are discriminatory. Stop and frisk in Chicago caused a dramatic increase in the number of homicides in Chicago from street gangs.
It's a homicide capital of the United States in Chicago.
And it's because of the ACLU imposing this stop-and-frisk restraint on the police. We're not able to, you know, the gangs can now walk around with weapons with impunity because the police can't stop them. They can't do the normal measures to get guns out of the population from irresponsible criminal elements. We have to support our police.
Chicago has the strongest gun control laws of any city in the country. What do you feel about the move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem?
I think it was a very important and dramatic movement. And I think that, you know, I've always believed, even biblically, when the Bible says those who support Israel, God will support, this, I think, has been a major shift in our U.S. foreign policy. All of these presidents have promised to do the move of the embassy to Jerusalem, which is the capital of Israel, where the embassy belongs.
Tel Aviv has always been the capital.
No, it's not. Tel Aviv is one of the is maybe the major city, but the capital.
No, it was the capital. Tel Aviv
is not. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is where the government is located. It's the capital city. It's where the embassy should be, in the capital city. It's been all the Muslims who have said, no, they want Jerusalem as their capital city. Well, we have a Jewish state. It was created since 1947, and I support it very strongly. And I think that we need it. What's organizing right now is a coalition of these Sunni states. We've got Saudi Arabia moving in the right direction to work against the Hamas and the other terrorists, against Hezbollah, against ISIS. We've got Egypt, and we've got Jordan. And President Trump, I think, is effectively organizing to reduce violence. Under President Obama, the violence in the Middle East increased dramatically. We destabilized Egypt by getting rid of Mubarak. We destabilized Libya by getting rid of Gaddafi. And Hillary was running guns illegally. John McCain was supporting it. I've documented this repeatedly from Libya through Turkey into Syria to arm became ISIS. And you know, Chris Stevens, his last night, he had a meeting with one of the Egyptian representatives. They were talking about the gun. Chris Stevens' whole purpose in Benghazi was running guns.
Wow. When you I know that you have to go, but I was wondering, since we're coming up on the anniversary date, the memorial date of the USS Liberty, I wanted to ask you about that. It's coming up June 8th here. Okay, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Well, excuse me. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and Dr. Corsa, you're absolutely right. Tel Aviv was just the capital for a short period of time when Israel was declared independent on 14 May 1948. And Tel Aviv had over 200,000 people. And then it was moved in December 1949. I guess when I went to Israel, we flew into Tel Aviv because that was where the airport was, and that was where everything was going on. I don't believe they have an airport in Jerusalem. Getting back to the question that I asked.
Yeah, actually, Ben Gurion Airport is located outside of Tel Aviv, and it serves both Tel Aviv and Jerusalem pretty effectively.
Okay.
And that's the major international airport in Israel. But the capital is Jerusalem currently. It has been, since you pointed out, you know, since the very shortly after independent Jewish state of Israel was created in the 40s,
right.
47, 48, I'm sorry, 1948,
yes.
The capital was moved.
It's Truman,
right.
Yes. Huh. Okay, I mentioned the USS Liberty. What do you know about that, and how would you address that?
What in terms of the
The Israelis attacked the USS Liberty on June 8th, 1968.
That's now a long time ago, and the Israelis are not attacking U.S. ships or anything of that nature. I think the Israelis have been one of the strongest allies we've had in the Middle East, and I very strongly support Israel for its resistance to the radical Islamic states. I think what you've seen in recent years, I don't want to go back to 68, I want to stay in the recent years. This was a whole different era and a whole different time. This current situation is one in which, since 68, we've had Anwar Sadat, who made major efforts with Egypt to accept the existence of Israel and to not be demoted. As it was going back into 1948, when you had Nasser in Egypt, who was opposed to, wanted to destroy Israel. The same is happening in Saudi Arabia. Saudis have made major steps towards accepting Israel, and so have the Jordanians. Now, if we get Israel accepted as a right to exist as a nation by the Muslim states, which right now the Palestinians do not do, Hamas does not do, Iran is still devoted to the destruction of Israel. Iran has supported both Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in the Gaza. So these are the major forces right now. And by the way, President Obama supported the Muslim Brotherhood, which Egypt has outlawed as a terrorist organization.
If the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, is no big deal, how come the major media still continues to cover that up?
Well, major media is largely anti-Israel.
Oh,
okay. They're going to do everything they can to change the dialogue to emphasize anything which would be contrary to the United States and Israel working together.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. We are at the top of the hour. My goodness, you've stayed with us longer than you anticipated. Thank you so very much, Dr. Corsi, for being on with us today.
Sure, my great pleasure. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.